אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from writings of Bala Sulam, a preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
אז אנחנו למדנו
120.
So we've learned with you that the Creator created the will to receive. This will to receive is the entire material of creation. And the will to receive, according to the plan of creation, has to reach in order to bestow and bestow entirely. Then he will resemble the Creator and he will be in a state like him. And by that, the created beings, all being incorporated in the will to receive, they'll be like the Creator. In the highest, best way. And all that stems from the desire of the Creator to bestow all the best to the created beings. And what happens to us next is that the will to receive goes through development in the four phases, where the upper light, the bestowal of the Creator, affects it, bestows upon it, develops it, the upper light, it develops the will to receive, bringing it ultimately to in order to receive. That the upper light feels that it's opposite of the Creator. It doesn't want to use its will to receive. That's called the first restriction. Then it decides that maybe I can still receive in order to bestow. So he performs these actions of reception in order to bestow, where the essence of the will to receive is now to bestow. Even though it's receiving, that's something it is capable of doing, but in the intention, by that he can bestow. That's how he does a number of actions called Galgal Ta'ab Sag, Ma, Upper Bone, reaching more additions that are called the world of Nikudim in Katnut and in Gadlut. And in the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, it breaks, where it no longer can hold the intention in order to bestow and falls to the intention in order to receive. And then all the desires that took part in the in order to bestow, they become desires to receive in order to receive, and the upper light runs away from them. And they lose the force of the screen, the force of their intention in order to bestow. And that's the state called the shattering of the vessels. Why does the Creator have to bring the created being to such a state? It's to show the creature what its nature is. What is the nature of the creature? That the nature of the creature is only to receive. After that, what starts is a process of correction of the shattering. After the nature, the true nature of the created being has been revealed in the entire reality, the will to receive in order to receive, and now this created being is given an opportunity to correct himself with each and every desire that has been broken, and all the will to receive has been broken, to correct it in order to bestow. Now we can understand why these patsufim, Galgal Ta'ab Sag Mam, and the upper bone were made. Why this whole process has been made? It's because in this process, there's a building of an order, of a system that can correct the broken vessels. The main thing about this system is Galgal Tapsag or Keta Chokhma Bina, where Sag, because it wanted to connect to Malchut in the world of Nikudim, didn't take into account that it can't give the whole will to receive that exists in Malchut, the forces in order to bestow. It can't give them this for these forces in order to bestow. That's why it broke. But out of the shattering, vessels of bestowal that he engaged in, and the vessels of reception of Malchut mingle, and they can correct each other. Malchut can bring Sag great vessels of reception. Sag then starts by the vessels of reception in him to ask from the upper Palsufim, Malchut of Ein Sof, actually, forces to correct these broken vessels. That's how the correction has been made and will reach the desired goal, the final correction. Without the shattering, it was impossible to reach that. That's what we learn here about the world of Atzilut. What is the world of Atzilut? We had the world of Adam Kadmon, Galgalta Ab Sag Mabon, and we also had the world of Nikudim. The world of Nikudim is basically a very special world. It didn't exist. It didn't last. It broke. And in its shattering, Patufim were revealed that wanted to sustain themselves in order to bestow, and they couldn't. They turned around in the middle of the way to in order to receive, and that's why they broke these vessels. The lights came out of their from above, from the Rosh of Sag, and their vessels fell down, meaning below Parsa. And now we need to correct these vessels that fell. What does it mean that they fell? They received the will to receive in order to receive. That wasn't in creation at all, ever. And now we have special vessels, new ones, that are a desire to receive in order to receive, meaning to enjoy, to give pleasure to himself, having nothing to do with the Creator, can use the force of the Creator, but basically only to have a desire to enjoy himself. And these vessels are called broken vessels. And they will be revealed in the shattering of the world of Nikudim. They have been revealed in the shattering of the world of Nikudim. And now, for us to think about it, why it was done? Because nothing was done needlessly. So it was done because we, out of that, we can understand what the difference between light and darkness, and what the created being and the creator, how to correct the created being. That's why here we already talk about the correction of the broken vessels, to elevate them and to organize them correctly so that they will be as the extension of the vessels above Tabu, that there will be also vessels that are receiving in order to bestow below Tabu, from the general Tabu until the Siyum. And that's what we now are about to learn, how this was done. The interesting thing about all these things is that This precedes the creation of the world of Atzilut and the world's Bria Tirasiya. And after these worlds emerge, these worlds, Atzilut, Bria Tirasiya, then also there's a very special structure called Adam. Adam Arishon. It's a spiritual patsuf. It's very special. That exists in the world's Abiya, Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya, and later broke. By the same processes as the world of Nikudim. And then this patsuf of Adam Rishon being broke starts resurrecting itself, re-establishing itself out of the forces that act on it through the world's Abiya. And that's how we learn what we should do. Because we are the same broken parts of the Patsuf of Adam Rishon. So it's all before us. The main thing is that we will understand generally what's going on with us here. Now, we are standing with you before the second part of the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, when we already talk about the world, Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya, everything that happens below Tabur of Adam Kadmon. And here we are already talking about what's related to us. Please.
Item 120, title The Five Partsufim of Atzilut and the Ma and Bon in each Partsuf. It has been explained that the level of the Numa expanded into a whole world in and of itself, as well like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, as it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the screen from phase 4 too. This is because the illumination of the zone of Ak that shone through the Tabur and the Yesod to Gar of Nikudim brought the first restriction back to its place. And the bottom Hay descended from Nikve Yenaim to the Peh, which caused all these levels of Gadlut of Nikudim to emerge. Yet, all these levels were revoked and broken once more, and all the lights departed them. Consequently, the second restriction returned to its place, and phase 4 was reunited with the screen.
Well, that's clear to us, but still, let's read it again.
Once again, item 120. It has been explained that the level of Numa.
That's how the world of Atzilut is called.
It has been explained that the level of the Numa expanded into a whole world in and of itself, as well like the world of Nikudim. For the reason is, as it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the screen from phase 4 too. This is because the illumination of the zone of Ak that shone through the Tabur and the Yesod to Gar of Nikudim brought the first restriction back to its place, and the bottom Hay descended from Nikve Yanaim to the Peh, which caused all these levels of Gadlut of Nikudim to emerge. Yet, all these levels were revoked and broken once more, and all the lights departed them. Consequently, the second restriction returned to its place, and phase 4 was reunited with the screen.
Okay, I see that besides Vlad, no one wants to ask. Well, go ahead, Kiev.
эти ступени снова изменились и разбились. Итак, речь идет о разбиении уже.
You didn't hear that these levels returned and were annulled and broke?
No. It's not about Adam, about humans here. We're only talking about the world of Nikudim.
Пишет уже про мир Ацелута. Какая связь между этим разбиением в Никудим?
He already writes here about the world of Atzilut. What's the connection between?
After the breaking of the world of Nikudim, instead of it in its place, the world of Atzilut was established.
What does it mean that the second restriction again returns to its place?
Why was there the shattering of the vessels? Because they canceled the second restriction and they received the light of Chochmah in vessels that they thought that can exist in order to bestow, but they couldn't receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow. That's why they broke. And their screen, that was small, was broken. Was removed. After that, what comes over the remaining Reshimot, from the shattering,
the
new Patsuf called the world of Atzilut.
И в нем второе сокращение продолжает действовать.
Да, и Коля Парцуфим, чем
немцы.
Of course. All these Parzufim that are below the general Katabu all exist only in the second restriction, meaning it's forbidden to use the will to receive itself. That's why there was a shattering, and that's why there was that's why there's the first correction, where the second restriction is not yet cancelled. That's how all the Partsufim of Atzilut Bria Tirasia are made. Everything below Tabu only works under the second restriction, not wanting to use the water receive as it is, but rather using the will to receive in order to bestow. And only through an ascent. It's called the hop of ascent.
Rechovot.
Soon we're going to learn this. Rechovot.
Is the world of Nikudim some tester for building of the worlds? That is it moved aside though, or continued to perform its role after?
The world of Nikudim doesn't exist because it broke. That's why we use the results of the shattering to make this compound of worlds in a better way. That's why everything comes as a result of the shattering of the world of Nikudim, about which we will not talk about anymore. We only use what's left of it. All its shattering is a shattering for us to have an ability to correctly discern all the forces that are suitable for creation.
PT9.
Maybe I missed it, Rav, but it doesn't say how the world of Atzilut was born. It's like the previous world, the world of correction, and there existed before, but then suddenly, poof, it just exists.
The world of Atzilut is created just like the rest of the Patsufim, the worlds. The law of creation, there's nothing new here. Just that what happens here is that the vessels broke. Now we have to sort them out, to organize them, to raise them to Zivug, to a coupling, and that Rosh, which is Apsag, and later, when it acts below the Tabu, started making the world of Atzilut. It's a result of Patsuf Sag.
And what is not right about it? The world of Nikudim, there were lots of items where he wrote about it in the descent of Sag. And
look, the preface, that's how he wrote it. I can't go into his intentions, and not even what I understand. I do understand, I don't want to talk. But it's clear that that's, it's a written in a very, very restricted way. That's how he wrote it. Yes? We can say that your arguments are correct. He could have explained a bit more. 100 more pages, 200 more pages, but that's how he wrote. He wrote about it just to go over it in general. And not for you to get true material for correction, for to start understanding creation. No. From no study can you get material to understand creation. If you're learning, say, the study of Ten Sefirot, many people learn this before they attain, and they start philosophizing about that, then that's what we call wise at night. He has no upper lights. Moreover, in the degree of the study of Ten Sefirot, that's where the light of Chochmah and Chassadim, he has to be in very high degrees. Talking about it as if he attains, as if he understands. Where does he take that from? From him understanding. In his brain, he understood this. That's how it happens. He made simple deduction, just like we learn something in somewhere else. And that's not something you can do in the wisdom of Kabbalah. A person can't do that. And he's not allowed to do that. That's why whoever loves to write books and explain what's not written in them, in books of Kabbalah, well, that's, I think that's a serious thing. Serious, severe. How can it be that a person understands, feels, can research, can teach others, if he hasn't received these attainments completely in a healthy manner? It's not a thing that happens within the wise, the sages of Kabbalah. But I understand there are the such. I understand if you write to the beginners to draw them to study. But have no words to that. To start explaining out of himself the way he understood in his intellect, without attainment, without really being in these, in the world of Atzilut or in these vessels, it's not responsible, it's not serious. But what happens, happens. What can you do?
Really, if we can, because when we read it, at least for me, it's very technical, everything we read here. It's not clear how to correctly use it.
You want it not to be technical? Go into it with your heart. Go ahead, what do you want?
I'm asking how, because you read here, Heitata went down from Nikvei Anaim, and this broke, and the lights departed. What does it mean to enter it with your heart?
Try to perform these actions in your desire. This means accept it in your heart. That's what we should do. That's what we are, where we should reach.
Can you give an example? Let's say I'm reading a sentence, the illumination of Zat, Kogdan, to Nikudim. I mean, none of these things exist in my sensation, so what to do? Without sensation, how could I do this in my heart? Try, connect the friends, and try to realize these actions, please.
Try. Only this way you can receive it and receive it truly. And it's forbidden to pass it on as lights. Never. It corrupts a student. When the teacher takes his own screen and through it passes some illumination to the student, it will corrupt the vessels of the student. We will talk about it here and there. In the meantime, we should...
Kazakhstan.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Можно общий вопрос? Не знаю, хватит ли время. Товарищи волнует вопрос.
Please, a general question.
В чем корень его? Почему это?
There's a question about Maser. What's the root of this world? What's its importance in the root of this world?
Look, I talked about the Maser more than once. We have many explanations about that. I don't know what I can add here. It's written also in all the scriptures of Kabbalah for generations, for thousands of years. Maser is the tenth part, and a person cannot correct it on his own. It belongs to Malchut. That's why he passes it on in some way. They used to do that in different ways. Let's say I have a farm and I grow potatoes. So I give one sack of my potatoes to the society, to the temple, to some place where they study Torah. I don't have many words for that. You're asking about it. Suddenly we have... Where do we have things written about that?
Yes, I just now asked them to send a few items of information. It's written, he took fire... Let me get this excerpt. Meaning that
יש פה עוד הרבה פסוקים.
We should get rich through this.
What I recommend is not to dedicate time for it now. We can dedicate time for that. Maybe not in the morning lesson. I don't know. Let's think about it. How to do it. I also get all kinds of questions about the Maser. So I understand I have to answer that, because without that, a person will stop his development. Maybe he's learning and he's investing in dissemination and everything, but if he doesn't pay his maser, by that he is stopping himself. So we do need to prepare this. It's true that this now is not the time for that, but we'll do that. In the upcoming lessons, we're going to talk about that, where that is. And you will be able to know about that again. Forgive me, but we don't have time for the women. I think that they understood all these things about the world of Atzilut. And tomorrow we're going to give them time. In the meantime, let them write the questions. And we'll end at that.
Yes, so we have a day of recorded broadcasts today. 10 to 10:30 is a news program with the Rav. 10:30 to 11 is an inside look program with Rav. We'll end with a song.
Lost in a sea of empty pleasure, and racing after plastic treasure. Now
Now something's calling through the pieces of the heart. There's something more, there's something better. And the light's gonna shine through darkness. And the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. Trying to find a reason, what to hold on to and believe in. Open the heart and find the space to come to life. We close our eyes and start breathing. And the light's gonna shine through darkness. And the heart's gonna beat as one. We rise higher. Clocks, somewhere beyond our box, to feel your love and rise above with each and every part, somewhere above the borders of the heart. Together reaching one desire, so many sparks into a fire. In every moment there's a light to guide us home. We're rising up, we're rising higher. And the light's gonna shine through.